A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 24 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Tuesday, 16th March grateful to you for your love and your care over our lives, and we thank you that we can come into your presence to worship you as we journey with you towards the cross of shame, which is also the cross of our salvation. We ask that you remove all hate and bitterness from our hearts. We ask that you replace that with your mercy and compassion. We ask you help us forgive others for their wrongs, and also that they may forgive us. Let your Holy Spirit dwell in our hearts, minds, souls, and bodies. We ask that you remove our shortcomings and replace them with blessings of love, kindness, and ever-growing faith. Lord, please help us to be more like you in every aspect of our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Listen now for the word of God from the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 8, the verses 1 to 9. During those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, "I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance." His disciples answered, "But where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them?" "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. "Seven," they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples to distribute to the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told the disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. Afterward, the disciples picked up 7 baskets full of broken pieces that were left over. About 4,000 were present. "How many loaves do you have?" One of the most distinguishing hallmarks of Christianity is compassion. That is, to recognize the suffering of others and then to take action. And compassion, as exemplified in the life of our Master Jesus, embodies a tangible expression of love for those who are suffering. And many people are suffering in our world today. No wonder Ken Poirot commented that every day the average person fights epic battles never told just to survive. Listen to what Jesus says. I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. The man of Calvary was always moved with compassion towards people, and he showed great consideration in meeting their needs. Confront Jesus with a lost soul or a tired body, and his first instinct was to help. This is the character that Christian people following in the footsteps of Christ should imitate. After all, one of the things we are really called to do during this time of Lent is to show compassion to the less fortunate of society, the poor, the homeless, and those who have lost a sense of purpose. But often we are not so generous or even compassionate. Even when we see and know people who are in great need, we try to avoid the trouble of giving them help. That was the attitude of the disciples of Jesus. When Jesus had pity on the crowd and wished to give them something to eat, the disciples immediately pointed out the practical difficulty. They were in a deserted place and nowhere within miles where food could be found. Isn't that the easiest way to escape some responsibility when we do not want to help or are too lazy to engage or to make the move towards compassion? But Jesus Christ was determined to meet the needs of those he knew needed help. So he challenged his disciples with a question: how many loaves do you have? In effect, Jesus Christ was asking his disciples at least 4 questions, or was giving them information in 4 different ways. Don't try to push the responsibility for helping on to someone else. You can help if you want to do so. Don't say that you would help if only you had more than enough. You can help even with the little that you have. Don't say that in these circumstances to help is impossible. You will do it later. No, you can do it now. Take what you have and give it out, and then see what happens. Dear friends, there are many people who fail to help others because they are estimating that another person will do it. If you find somebody in need, please help. If you can, you will. There are so many people who believe that they must have so much before they can give a helping hand or show compassion to a suffering brother or sister. You would do well to give the little help you can give to salvage a situation now. Take what you have and give it, and see what happens. Dear friend, you know how Dr. Luke puts this concept of compassion into proper context. Some people describe it as painful sympathy. In Luke 15:20, his father saw him and felt compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. I reckon that verse from the story of the prodigal son reveals that compassion is more than just a feeling. It's not just an emotion. It's more than feeling sorry for people in trouble. Biblical compassion means that you see the problem, you are moved by the need, you go out to where the problem is, and you get your hands dirty trying to help people get their problems solved and move them to a better and even brighter place. Am I speaking to somebody? You know, people who are needy and even desperate, but you have been hesitating to show compassion to them. Maybe you want advice from some persons to help them, and they are telling you not to do it, not to bother with those less privileged people. Would you use your judgment and sense of compassion like Jesus and do some good to somebody today? Maybe you are a leader like Jesus in his time with his disciples, and you have junior officers who are in charge of other workers in an organization or institution, and you found those at the lower echelons of the organization are needing help, but your subordinate officers are asking you not to help them. It may be paying people's accrued salaries or job bonuses, and they are telling you there is not enough money, when in fact you know there is. Would you learn from Jesus and show compassion to those people? For all those examples, I understand that we need to make huge sacrifices towards compassion for others, and we wouldn't know what compassion will really demand us. That is why we ought not to be overly calculating before we get involved. Sometimes the help we give will be brief and easy to do. Other times we will discover that the demands are long-lasting and heavy to bear. But our compassion is aimed at lessening the burdens of others, and that should encourage us to do it, and do it with love and solidarity. George Truett was a tremendously effective pastor for decades in Texas. His heart was broken when he accidentally killed his best friend while they were on a hunting trip. His daughter said that she never heard him laugh after that day. Truett had a radio program, and each day when it came to a close, he would say, "Be good to everybody, because everybody is having a tough time." Because he knew personally what a heavy burden people could be carrying, he encouraged compassion towards them. Friend, sometimes we cross paths with people who seem to be ungracious and not very easy to like. Yet there is usually a reason for their behavior, and often it is because they are hiding a heavy heart. If we take the time to understand what has happened, we may find that while they have a tough outer exterior, inwardly they are desperately wishing for someone to care about them. Compassion can't be measured in pounds and pence. It comes with a price tag. But that price tag isn't the amount of money spent. The price tag is love. How many loaves do you have? Please share. God of righteousness and of unmeasured responses, there are so many things in this world we want to change: systems, people, and ourselves. Help us know when to take a step forward to stand with those who seek justice, and when to take a step back to consider how to respond with love and compassion, so that we may build bridges rather than walls between us and effect real change in our world. God with us at our very best. God with us at our very worst. In the Gospels, we read over and over how Jesus had compassion for those he encountered. We offer gratitude for the ways you shepherd us through times when we are lost and lonely. Bless us, Good Shepherd, and keep us in your compassionate embrace. For we pray in Christ's name. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.